...... July 14, 2021 by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. We reject the big tech offer of a global takeover. The unthinkable is still unthinkable, Mr. Huxley. We shall never accept the label transhumans to please you and your ilk. We are not now and never will be hackable animals, despite Bill Gates and DARPA and all the rest of the slime balls in the world. And we can still connect the dots. Fact, no separate virus called SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 has ever been isolated. This means no such virus has been sequenced or identified. Fact, without isolation and identification, SARS-CoV-2 isn't proven to exist. Take that in. That means that all this talk about variants and new outbreaks is BS, because you can't have a variant of a virus if you haven't isolated and identified any specific virus to begin with, can you? Simple logic. If a unicorn doesn't exist, it is senseless to talk about the dangers of hybrid unicorns. Fact, what WHO is now calling a virus is only a few dozen base pairs of amino acids that are patented for profit, whereas actual viruses have thousands of base pairs of amino acids. This means that WHO is using relabeling, a propaganda technique, to redefine the meaning of what a virus is, in order to call this patented snippet of amino acids a virus and thereby deceive the public. And Facebook Incorporated is censoring everyone who tells the truth about this, which makes Facebook Incorporated an accomplice to the fraud. Everyone is invited to adjourn to my website, avanavan@gmail.com, and keep your sanity and logic circuits intact about this and other topics. And now, a moment to consider another idiocy. All this talk about clones and military tribunals and blah blah blah. Even if you have a credible source, take these reports with two grains of salt and a whiskey chaser. The intel reports now circulating contain a recount of a recent meeting of big earwigs in Sun Valley, Idaho, and detail how members of our gallant military observed these persons engaged in child sacrifices and other Luciferian ceremonies, etc. Observing? Do we sit on our rumps and observe murders? How about armed robberies? Rapes? What next? My point is, if these members of the military were observing, why weren't they arresting and carting off the perpetrators of these crimes being committed right in front of their faces? Maybe they forgot their obligation to uphold the public law? I could make the rounds to a couple bars in Wisconsin and get enough guys to do what needs to be done. I could find enough grandmothers with garden hose and knitting needles to do the job that's needed. I won't pay for military services if the military doesn't serve. And that will significantly cut into the Queen's revenues. And then you will have two old ladies bashing your ears. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Writes website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Writes website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.